click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Yep, time to talk all things related to our pockets, our investments, and most importantly, the long-term journey of creating wealth. And when you create wealth, typically we know you can't do this alone. Like any good strategy, you need a coach, you need an advisor, you need someone who's got skin in the game, astute knowledge, and understands the industry trends and shifts that you need to be mindful of in order to make sure that your financial goals can be reached. And that's why you need a financial advisor to help us underpin why this is critical. And of course, how best it is that we do need to engage with our financial advisors. We're joined on the line by Senior Manager for the Private and Direct Clients at Allan Gray, Mthobisi Mthimkhulu. But Mthobisi, sawubona.
Sawubona sisigugu, ninjani?
Ngiyaphila. It's always a delight to speak to you, sir. I'm excited about this conversation because so often when we talk, or mention financial advisors, there still perhaps remains a level of dis-ease and uncomfort or unease from many South Africans. But maybe help us unpack how critical the role of a financial advisor is to all of us.
You know what? I think that's the sentiment I always get when I engage with South Africans around the role of that an advisor can play in helping them with their investments. But the more I engage with clients or the more I grow in our industry, I think I learn more and more to better appreciate the role that a financial advisor can play. Mm-hmm. In fact, this past weekend, we hosted a small roundtable with some of our clients who are nearing retirement. And this is the conversation that we're having and about the importance that this individual can even play as you prepare for retirement. But it's fair to say a financial advisor's role is more about helping you start in the right place. And for me, what that means is having a financial plan that's mm-hmm. going to help you achieve your goals. And then secondly, and probably more importantly, helping you assess your progress towards achieving your goals. And I think there's a lot that we can speak to. And as we see a lot of investors making mistakes when it comes to investing.
Yeah. And maybe talk us through some of those mistakes because they can be quite substantial and detrimental to our goals. And this is where an advisor can actually help us avoid them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I think that's, again, another broad question. But I think going back to the first point, the one that I've seen a lot is people investing without a plan. So I have this amount of money, I just want it to grow, but there isn't really an understanding in terms of what does that mean. And a financial advisor can help investors better articulate in terms of what are the goals that they are trying to achieve with this investment so that they can build a holistic plan that's going to take everything into consideration. I think on the show, we've spoken about challenges where someone has debt, that where they are paying a high interest rate on it and they are busy trying to start a savings investment where they are earning about 6%.
Yes.
Well, maybe it might make sense. It might make financial advisors to pay back that debt before investing in that scenario. So a financial advisor is someone who's able to look at all your affairs and understand your circumstances and help you draft a plan, which will entail all the goals that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
A second mistake that I've seen a lot is investors investing in the wrong products.
Mm.
There are many investment products that or financial products that are available in South Africa. And my view is that they all exist for a specific need.
Mm.
You have an investor who ends up in the wrong product. Not long ago, I spoke to a client who wanted to start a retirement annuity for a young person. But when you ask questions and you try and understand, you can see maybe perhaps that was the product that was available at that time.
Oh.
So a financial advisor can assist with that because they bring the experience of an objectivity of understanding the full range of products that are available in that industry, and they can help an investor end up in the right product that's going to help them achieve their goal. Maybe let me touch the last point, which I think is also important that we've spoken about, is maybe perhaps investors not prioritizing or struggling to prioritize their long-term goals.
Mm.
And I think here the obvious one that I've spoken about a lot is retirement.
Mm.
We see a lot of South Africans that are not contributing enough towards their retirement goals. And yes, there's a lot of science explaining this behavior where people struggle with long-term goals. In fact, most of us can't even imagine ourselves at retirement. And that links to this point where you see a lot of South Africans, when they change employers, which happens over a working career, and then you see people cashing up their retirement savings when they change jobs, which over the long term becomes an even bigger challenge for them.
So true. And it's part of the reason why we actually saw government and institutions like yourselves in the investment community responding to assist South Africans with withdrawals from Two-Pot. But even that, and coming back to, you know, the financial advice, because again, one shouldn't be withdrawing from their retirement savings or changing their investment plans and strategies without the guidance of a financial advisor. And maybe that takes us back then to understanding the questions that we need to ask our financial advisors, because this is a two-way street. It's not someone sitting across you from you and just telling you, cuckoo, put your money here, put your money there, and then we're done. It's a conversation to make sure that there's alignment, right?
I fully agree, Sis Cuckoo. I think if I listen to the conversations and the sentiment that I hear among clients, is that many people have built a distrust towards financial advisors, where maybe perhaps someone had gotten help through an advisor to acquire a product, and they look back, they don't even know what happened to that advisor, and all they have is that they are taking fees from their investments. And I think that's unfortunate, and I always say shame to that advisor, because they are ruining their reputation and ability to grow their business. But that doesn't take away that the role that they play is crucial, especially in South Africa, where you and I have spoken to your listeners about just the statistics. We know in our country, a lot of people are struggling with their finances. A lot of people are struggling to retire comfortably. So I would say probably the first important question would be to understand whether someone is independent.
Yes.
And this is something that we speak to our clients a lot about, seeking independent advice. So as Allan Gray, we offer investment products, and we often believe that because of that, we might have a bias. Whereas an independent advisor will be able to have, I guess this is someone who will have no partnership with an investment house. So they'll be independent of the investment providers, and therefore they'll be able to serve their clients in terms of implementing their their investment plan without the bias of being connected to the investment houses. And the second one, which I think is also important, is understanding their qualifications. I think as much as everyone has a view or an opinion in terms of how we should be spending our money, it's important that we get the guidance from the people who have the right training in order to be able to guide us on these decisions.
Yes.
In South Africa, financial advisors are registered with the Financial Services Board. They are required to take exams and maintain their learning and knowledge over the lifetime of their business while they are serving clients.
Yes.
These are things that are important to make sure that they are someone that who can guide us with this decision.
Yes.
And that also leads to, I guess, maybe the obvious question is that, is this someone who can help you grow your wealth or help you achieve your goals?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is someone who needs to be able to help you understand that plan that's going to take you from point A to point B, being you achieving your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to stop by mentioning the last one, which I think is the one that a lot of investors think about, is the question around fee structures. Is this someone who's able to explain to you in a manner that is acceptable to you in terms of what fees are they going to be charging and how are these fees are going to be charged? And obviously, this is then how I think about it, is that this is someone that you are hiring to fulfill a job, and you need to be able to agree on these things.
100%. And I think this is so important, right? Especially when it comes to the educational aspect and the academic qualifications, because it's not just Cuckoo you meet at a braai and you know that I do a business show and you're like, hey, Cuckoo, what about gold? The truth is I can share my views on the shifts in the price and, you know, how it's performed, and I can tell you what I've seen and witnessed because of my job. But unless one actually has the qualifications and the criteria to offer advice, I can't tell you whether to buy, hold, sell, or how much to put in. So we definitely need to be very, very cautious about that when it comes to qualifications. I'm also intrigued with Mtobisi, you know, when we do speak to financial advisors, you know, building up on, you know, the kind of questions to ask is the preparation for the journey, because some people have been to a financial advisor, you know, over many years, continue to get updates, and follow through with their yearly appointments and meetings. But talk us through that journey, what it looks like in terms of the initial meeting. You know, how we'll identify our goals and attaining a financial plan and then implementing it. But also understanding how that goal shifts and changes because life happens and life also changes. Maybe talk us through that theme that we also need to be mindful of.
I think obviously it's fair to say that different companies that offer advice will have their own processes that would differ from practice to practice. But for me, what I always say is important is that this needs to be someone who is willing to spend time understanding you and your needs. And as human beings, all of us, we want different things. We have different goals and ambitions. So it needs to be someone who has the capacity to understand your needs and help you put a plan in place that reflects those goals. And I guess your appetite towards the how you could achieve those goals. And we have many clients. Some will say, maybe perhaps I believe that I'm well equipped to be able to manage my own investments. Maybe perhaps I'm going to have a once-off consultation with my advisor upfront, where maybe perhaps they can help me draft this plan, and maybe perhaps we'll agree on the fee that I will pay. And then maybe perhaps on these X periods, I will sit down with this advisor to review how my plan is progressing. Whereas we also have clients who would say maybe perhaps they want to partner with that advisor, where they go through the journey together. You find that maybe perhaps that advisor will even be linked to the client's profile and their investments. And this is someone where maybe perhaps they meet on a regular towards achieving those goals. And I guess for me, the most important part is that partnership. And I think most of us don't struggle is when you are unwell and you are thinking about your medical health. It's easier to think about, I need to find a doctor, someone I can build a relationship, someone whom I trust that is more than capable to guide me and take me through this journey. And I think the same is true when it comes to creating wealth. It's about building that partnership and, I guess, spending enough time to understand each other. I think the worst thing that could happen is a client who's not transparent with their advisor in terms of where they are. Because there could be a scenario where my advisor thinks Mtobisi is doing well, we are implementing this plan, but Mtobisi has a lot of debts and so on and so on that he's not revealing to the advisor. Mm. And for me, that's a lose-lose. So it's about Mtobisi sitting down with the advisor and being transparent in terms of sharing where he is, what are his needs, so that a plan can be put in place. And I guess from there onwards, it's about trusting each other to go through this journey together. And usually these are long-term journeys.
Yes.
Most of us have 20, 30 years before retirement. Even some of our medium-term goals have time. So that means we need to be patient. We need to trust the process as we review and see how things are. But I think the most important one, I guess, where an advisor could be of helpful is helping us not act on emotions. As human beings, when things don't go as we thought they would, we struggle, and many of us will end up changing the plan and say, maybe perhaps it's time to cut my losses. Mm. What am I doing investing? I'm not an investor. And this is where an advisor can come in and help you stay disciplined and invested, especially for the long-term goals.
Definitely. But Mtobisi, this is, you know, so critical because it assists not only those who already have a long-standing relationship with their advisors and understanding the importance of disclosure, because it impacts a lot, especially when it comes to understanding your risk cover and insurance and the implications there. What I am keen to understand and for us to share is, you know, how we can help everyone really to find the right financial advisor. Because in as much as this is a critical relationship, if you do feel like you need a change, you need a different strategy, you'd like a different approach, maybe just the energy, the vibe isn't the same. We need to be equipped with the tools to find the right financial advisor. So how do we go about doing that?
I agree. I think finding an advisor is an important decision. And I guess the biggest or the key consideration I would say is trust. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe perhaps for most individuals, a good starting point would be getting an advisor as a recommendation from someone whose judgment they value. And I think we all have those people in our lives. So maybe perhaps it could be your parents, it could be your mentor, and so on and so on. And that could be helpful. That way you have, I guess, someone that you have a relationship with whom you trust, yes, who has already had an experience with this advisor. Yeah. But there are also, I guess, online tools. In fact, as Ellen Gray, we get this question a lot. We actually, a few years ago, built a tool. We call it Find a Financial Advisor, mm-hmm, tool on our website, where we've grouped advisors based on the regions where they are based and based on the services that they offer. So a client can go to this tool and type in what they are looking for and find an advisor who offers those services closer to them. But the one thing that we did with this tool, which is a step further, is that we actually surveyed some of their clients to get feedback in terms of how they are in their dealings. And we use this in determining the advisors that we have in this tool. But there's also in South Africa a body for financial advisors known as the Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa. And on this tool, you can also find financial advisors.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely find the right financial advisor, someone with qualifications, with experience. And of course, as you've mentioned, talking through the various steps that you're going to participate in and understanding the fee structure, how they'll help you build your wealth, the level of independence, and of course, how you can build a relationship with them for the long term to really build the wealth that you require. This is a relationship.
Absolutely.
A very important one, almost as important as a marriage, right? I think that would help put things into perspective. But Putum Tobisi, we'll leave it there for today. Thank you so much for your time again, sir. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Mthobisi Mthimkhulu there, Senior Manager for the Private and Direct Clients at Allan Gray. With more than 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Kaya Biz with Kubulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.